Welcome to another iFall Special Edition Multicast. Multi, as you may be listening to our audio podcast or possibly our video version. You can find either on our website, which is www.ifallpresentations.co.uk. If our website is something you're familiar with, you may well have heard of something we call the presentation paradox. iFall's very own Simon Morton now explains what exactly this is.
Here at iFall Presentations, we're often asked to talk about the presentation paradox, which is a condition afflicting many companies around the world. Basically, the presentation paradox manifests itself in a number of ways. You'll recognise many of them. It will be bullet point strewn slides, cliche clip art, over animated slides, transitions that bring on a migraine. Basically, death by PowerPoint. That's ultimately the manifestation of what we call the presentation paradox. What continues to astound us and many business people out there is the fact that incredibly professional companies, well-respected brands, are falling foul of the same issues time and time again. Indeed, you speak to some of the largest brands in the world and they will quite openly be a little bit disparaging about their own presentations.
And this is what the presentation paradox is. Why would a company create a presentation that they themselves are not happy with? Simon now explains the paradox by looking at the whole investment in the sales and marketing process.
Now, this is a very high-level view of it, but typically we'll see a very large investment very early on in people. And this makes absolute sense. You have to have the right people in the right roles to launch, develop, and ultimately sell a product. That then links into marketing. And this isn't just the oodles of cash that is spent on PR and advertising and the like. This is also the research that goes into understanding how to best position these products into the market. Combining the people and the marketing into a training regime is very important and sort of brings the whole thing to life. So you've now got fully trained people that have a good and well-invested marketing campaign sitting behind them. The next stage for them is to get out there and sit in front of a prospect and present this proposition. And it would seem that by this stage of the sales and marketing process, budgets seem to have run out and, hand on heart, often the enthusiasm for the project seems to have withered as well. And that's the frustrating thing. That's ultimately the presentation paradox, is that this is such a key part of this sales and marketing process. Everything's been leading up to this. Every piece of investment has been designed to get that salesperson in front of the prospect. Yet when they do, it's normally accompanied with a homemade sales presentation or something knocked up in the office relatively quickly and certainly very, very cheaply.
So what does that mean to the businesses that don't invest properly in their presentations?
Companies are cheating themselves. They're not getting the chance to actually get the proper return on investment for all of the time and the money that they've invested very early on in the process. Whilst it defies every business logic out there, it's happening time and time again, and it may be happening in your business as well. So our advice is just do a very quick calculation. Tot up the cost of each of these elements. And if that final stage, that fourth stage, the engagement with the prospect, is disproportionately smaller than the other three, then it might be time to think again. So there you go. That's a very quick breakdown as to the origins of the presentation paradox that ultimately leads to the death by PowerPoint type presentations that we've all been subjected to.
iFall's Simon Morton there on the presentation paradox. For help with your presentation paradox, simply get in touch. To learn more about how iFall can help your business achieve that wow factor, visit www.ifallpresentations.co.uk or simply call us on 0845 056 8528. That's 0845 056 8528.